In John chapter 10, the title of this particular chapter is The Good Shepherd and His Sheep. And I'm not going to read the whole scriptures because in context, the scripture reading for this particular one is verses 1 through 21 in chapter 10. I just want to highlight a couple things. In John's Gospel, New Living Translation, chapter 10, selected verses. This is Jesus speaking. I assure you, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a shepherd rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. For a shepherd enters through the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they recognize his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't recognize his voice. And then over in verse 11, I am the good shepherd. Again, Jesus speaking. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will leave the sheep because they aren't his and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and enters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he is just hired and he is not the shepherd of that flock. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep and they know me. Just as my Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep too that are not of the sheepfold, and I must bring them always. And they will listen to my voice, and there'll be one flock with one shepherd. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing in John chapter 10. And like I say, just read some of that for yourself.